Janet?
Yes.
Would you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Jonathan Alexander, KPFK. Alexander? Can't hear you. Bethune, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Brown, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Cassidy,
I'm sorry, KPFK. Janet. Alexander, KPFK here. Sorry about that.
Alexander, present. Casnave, KPFT.
Present.
Present. Crozier, KPFT.
I'm here.
Present. Edwards, Tiekert, KPFA.
Here.
Present. Fuentes, KPFA.
Present.
Present. Gammon, Uhura Radio Affiliate.
Uhura, present.
Present. Goodman, KPFK.
Present.
Present. Coburn, KPFA, present. Norman, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Novick, KPFK.
Present.
Present. Longaza, WMXT Affiliate.
Present.
Present. Patel Adams, KPFT.
Patel Adams is present.
Present. Pinchback, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Roberts, WBAI.
Uhura.
Sorry.
Uhura.
Is that Roberts?
Indeed.
Roberts, present. Sorden, WPFW. Sorden? Can't hear you. Wilkinson,
277.
Wilkinson, Wilkinson, KPFA. Can't hear you. Margie? Chair, we have quorum.
Okay. Do we have some timekeepers for our issues and each individual? Any volunteers?
Mr. Chair, this is Bill Crozier. I just like to again protest the continuing breach of the bylaws of not allowing the WBA directors to participate in the meeting and allowing two people to represent affiliates who were selected contrary to the bylaws and who did not qualify.
Okay, so noted.
Can you make sure that's in the minutes? Because sometimes when you say so noted, it doesn't appear in the minutes.
Well, you've expressed your objection.
I'm asking that it be in the minutes, please.
Okay, the secretary will note it. Okay, do we get out
time? Personal privilege.
Oh, can I put things in the minutes, too? That's awesome.
Chair, point of information.
Yes.
How about we go around and everybody has to put something in the minutes?
What's your point of information?
Yes. This is me.
Okay. Yes. What's your
okay.
question?
Has that been sent to us in writing, in all its glory?
Numerous times.
Well...
I'm sorry, speaking to the chair with regard to the members' request.
If we're making it now, it should be submitted in writing.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Adrian, what's your question?
Mr. Chair, are all of us allowed to make point of information or make protest that are just open line?
Well, obviously we heard some objections, so we'll put it to the... We'll put it to the vote. I hear there's objection to making that part of the record.
Hello.
Who is that?
Margie.
Okay. Well, I'm going to rule that since there's objections, I'm going to rule that we can't put that in the minutes, and we'll say let the body vote on it.
I appeal, Karen Goodman, I appeal the ruling of the chair.
Has this meeting already started?
Yes.
Oh, how
just
come
began.
I...
Just began.
Okay. Okay.
First time we called, you've got your voicemail.
That's weird. Okay, sorry. I was here. Okay, thank you.
Okay. There's been a challenge to the ruler in the chair. Was there a second on that?
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded.
I'm sorry. This is Janet. I didn't hear who... Did everybody else hear this interruption with this recording thing?
I apologize.
All right. In any case,
Could somebody explain to me what's going on?
May I finish, please? Did Jan Goodman challenge the ruling of the chair? That good? And then who seconded?
Jonathan, KPFK.
Yeah, Margie, we haven't really started the meeting. There's just been an objection, a continuing objection by Bill Crozier about New York PNB.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
And we're just ruling on that objection.
Thank you.
We wanted the record to reflect his objection on that. And we're now going to go to a vote on whether or not we should reflect that in a minute. Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes, Aaron?
I oppose the ruling of the chair. However, is this a...
Okay, Alexander?
Point of order?
Point of information.
I'm taking the roll. I'm sorry. I'm taking the roll.
I understand.
I'm taking the roll.
But,
a point of information. Is this a debatable motion?
Who is that speaking?
Grace Aaron. Is the motion debatable? I'm just asking that. The point of information.
No, I rule is not debatable because we haven't adopted agenda, so therefore it's procedural, and under Robert Rules of Order, it's not debatable.
Okay.
But, so Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
All right, Aaron. I'll start again.
No.
Alexander.
No.
No. That's you.
Yes.
Yes, Brown.
No.
No. Castanets.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Edwards Teekert.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes.
Yes.
Yes. Gammon.
Pass.
Pass. Goodman.
No.
No. Coburn passes. Novick.
I'm abstaining because I knocked myself off the call and I don't have a clear sense of what's happening. I'm sorry.
Abstain. Longaza.
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams.
Abstain.
Abstain. Pinchback.
No.
No. Roberts. Can't hear you.
Yes.
Yes. Sorden. Don't think is on the call. Wilkinson.
Yes, Sorden is on.
Yes.
Sorry? Sorden is on?
Yes.
Sorry, I was muted. Okay, how do you vote?
Yes.
Sorry?
Yes.
Yes. Can I hear Nancy?
Oh, yes. Did you hear me?
Now I hear you. Yes. Wilkinson.
Yes, to uphold the chair.
Yes. Gammon, you passed.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and Coburn abstains. Okay, let me count.
One of them, yes. I'd like to change my vote to yes.
And that is Jim?
Yes.
And that's also Ron Pinchback. I also want to change vote to yes.
Okay, I'm...
I wasn't clear on the measure.
Eleven yes, four no, three abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Chair's ruling is upheld.
Okay, we'll now go. Can we get some timekeepers? A volunteer for timekeepers?
There are more than one?
Yeah, we got one to do the subject matter and one to do the each individual.
I can do the speaker.
Speaker is 90 minutes. No, excuse me, 90 seconds. anybody
got I can do items.
And Brian is going to do items. And that's, and by the way, before
Adriana is doing the speaker.
What's that?
Adriana offers to do the timing for the speaker.
Okay, we got Adriana for the timing of the speakers. Each speaker gets 90 seconds, and we got items for Brian. And before we get into a debate, we're going to go by our timekeepers to determine if the time is up. That's the only clock that we're going to go by. Okay. We have a motion to approve the agenda.
Chair, some chair point of something.
Okay, you're okay.
Before, this is Janet, before we approve the agenda, I want to say that I made a clerical error in the agenda, and there's an item that should be on it, and I don't think this should take up time, the time of the agenda discussion. And so I ask, I guess, unanimous consent that the item that I left out, which was to...
wait, we get a motion on the floor, and then we can make an adjustment to a clerical.
Well, as long as it doesn't come again, go against the time, the 30-minute time is what I'm...
Order, Brian.
Yes, Brian. What's your point?
We have to take care of excused absences before we get into the agenda.
Were there any excused absence, Madam Secretary?
No, and nobody's absent. Everybody's present.
Okay. So there was no request for any excused absence. So why don't you make a motion to approve the agenda, and then, Janet, you can come up and make if you have any...
Grace, I'd like to be recognized.
So we get a motion. I'm trying to get a motion. Can we get
Brian, so moved.
This is Serena. I've been moving it.
Okay, is there a second?
Adriana, second.
Okay, the agenda has been moved and seconded, and I recognize the stack I have was Janet and then Grace.
And then Serene.
May I?
Yes.
This is Janet. Okay, so I would like this to not go against the 30-minute time for this. As I was saying, I inadvertently left out an item on the agenda, which was should have been there, and no time should be spent to add it. It just should be added. And it was a formal response to the WBA ILSB for 10 minutes, and that was Serene's motion that should have been placed as the first item under old business. So I would request that be agreed to unanimously.
Is there any objection to making that adjustment?
Ms. Bill, can you send the motion so we can see what it is?
I don't have the motion. It's just, I don't
remember the details of it.
There weren't any details. It's just an agenda item.
Okay, do we have any objection to that item, that correction that Janet wanted to make? Okay,
I don't even know what it is, but okay.
Okay, without objection, she's making that. Janet, could you submit that in writing or whatever it is you're adjusting?
Okay.
Okay, the next person I had on the...
Now the clock can start ticking.
Brian, he's our timekeeper.
I heard Janet request the time. I'm not in a position to grant it. I started half an hour from the minute the agenda was proposed.
Okay. The next person we have on the stack is Grace.
And then Janet, I'd like to be on the stack again.
I have Serene and Janet.
Okay, so I would like to move the motion that Bill Crozier asked to be added to the agenda, which is about the Pacifica financial crisis and discussing actions that we need to take as a board. I'd like to move that up on the agenda to just after the NES report, because our financial situation is so severe, with the possibility that several stations may not be able to reach payroll this month or next month, that we need to really prioritize that discussion. So I'd like to move that agenda item to right after the NES report.
Okay, and how much time are you putting on that agenda item?
That would be, Bill requested 60 minutes for that agenda item.
60 minutes?
60 minutes, 1 hour.
Okay, is there a second to that?
Dan Goodman, second.
Okay, we're going to, as our rules that we have, we have two people speaking in for it, two people against it. Can we get stacked on that amendment?
Dan Goodman.
Bill. We got Bill and Dan Goodman. Yes, Bill Crozier.
Okay, well, thank you. Well, it's way down on the agenda, and we may not get to it at all if it's not moved up. We have probably the most severe crisis Pacific has ever faced regarding cash flow and how we're going to pay our bills. Revenue has been dropping, and the PNB continues to put off and delay discussion of this, and especially what needs to be done about it. We've been talking about this for months, and it seems like every month we put off to the next meeting what we're going to do about it, or even discussion. Two motions were tabled last month, 5 weeks ago, to discuss our financial situation and what we might need to do about it. And I can't think of anything more urgent and important than getting an opportunity to talk about this and explore some solutions. We luckily were able to have some discussion at the special meeting we had on June 26th, and we came up with some suggestions. But we didn't have quorum, so it wasn't an official PNB meeting, and we need time to discuss these and prioritize them and decide what we're going to do before we go off the cliff.
Okay, Jan?
All of what he said, plus I know we have a meeting coming up on the subject, but right now we're in fund drive. We're doing the same fund drive that we've been doing before. But at least at KPFK, we're, you know, taking off the large money getters and putting on the non-money getters on the air. And there may be some things that we could at least do or talk about or give some direction to our general manager, to our executive director, to our CFO. There are concrete ideas, and we should start talking about them instead of putting it off. So whether or not we spend 60 minutes on it or 16 minutes on it, we need to start, and we need to start today.
Okay, anyone else for the stack? Well, that was two people for. We need two people speaking against, or is anyone else for the stack?
This is Serene.
Yes, Serene.
Okay, so while I agree that this is really important, there are other issues that have been on the agenda that are time sensitive that need to be addressed. So I think this, we have barely an hour left. I believe we're closing at 10, right? And we have a week before this comes onto the agenda, and we've had discussion about this coming from the Finance Committee. There are Finance Committee motions that deal with getting some money into the foundation. So I would respectfully ask that we follow the agenda, try to plow through some of the old business, focus and get that done, and next week we'll have the meeting that we agreed to.
Anyone else for the stack? Okay.
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
Yes, let me put myself in the clock first. I believe that really urgent to talk about the finances, but it's not propaganda on the stream. Some of the same people that complain about the terrible financial situation are part responsible because they are producing, they are inventing some lawsuits, and they keep insisting even when, you know, they don't have any way to prove anything, and it's costing Pacific a bunch of money. This is just a propaganda stunt, and we have a whole meeting, the 14th, devoted to this. The same people that are complaining about these issues are the same ones that in private tell me that they love the motion that had passed, but publicly they vote against. I totally disagree. This is a propaganda stand. We don't have time for that. Thank you.
Point of order.
Who is that?
This is Grace Aaron. I have a point of order.
What's your point of order, Grace?
It is against Robert's Rules of Order for somebody in a meeting to impugn the integrity and intentions of other members of the meeting. It's improper, and I reject that type of communication. It doesn't belong in this type of meeting.
Okay, so noted. Could members refrain from questioning the motives and intentions of other members of the PNB?
Point of order, Mr. Chair, or point of information?
What's your question, Adriana?
What the director just said, you know, it's not, first of all, it's not a point of order. And basically, they can keep suing us. They are suing me. How many times do you want to sue me? You can keep doing it. Thank you.
Okay. That wasn't really a question, but I guess we'll move on to, we've heard both sides on the amendment. Now we're going to take a vote on the amendment.
Just Bill, can I say one quick thing? I didn't use up all my time.
There's no such thing. Point of order.
Well, that's correct. There is no bill. I'm afraid we had two people speak for it and two people against it. You were one of those individuals. Okay.
I was just going to say that the meeting next week is very inadequate to have enough time for this.
Point of order.
Okay. We're going to go to the vote on the amendment. Everybody understand what the amendment is, to amend the agenda to add the item that Bill Crozier wanted? Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on this amendment?
Sorry, point of order.
Chair, this is to move item 7C, which is the discussion of Pacifica finances, to be after the NES report. That's what
Oh, well, that was my question. I wasn't clear. People made reference to a motion. I got four emails from Bill today asking things be on the agenda, and there's no motion under item 7. So is that what we're moving up, is item 7A?
I think Grace was the one that made the motion. Could you restate your motion, or the secretary, what are we moving up? He was requesting
Bill Crozier's motion is for a discussion of our financial situation. And he put together an itemized list of the problems the foundation is facing to express.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Grace, all you have to do is tell us what it was you were moving up. You don't have to go into a discussion.
Okay, on Bill Crozier's motion for a discussion of our financial crisis to be moved up to after the NES report.
Okay. Everyone
point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, what's your point of order, Adriana?
Could you remind members if they want a motion, they need to send it in writing, then we don't keep changing the motions over and over before voting?
Yes, but Grace, could you submit that in writing? You need to get your motions in writing.
I believe Bill sent it to the entire board. And
yep,
to the secretary.
Janet, point of order.
But Grace, you're making a motion to move it up, so the members need to know exactly what it is your intentions are when you make a motion to move a particular item up.
Okay, I will get it for you and send it to the the entire board.
Yeah, Janet Kay, what's your point of order?
Well, that's, yeah, this was not the motion itself. It was the motion to move the motion. That's what we need an email about.
Okay, and we're going to now go to the vote. Everybody understand what we're voting on, this amendment to the agenda? Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes, Aaron.
Yes.
Yes, Alexander.
Yes.
Yes, Bethune. Bethune, can't hear you. Brown.
No.
Sorry? Bethune, no. Brown.
Pass.
Pass. Cascade.
No.
No. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Edwards Tiekert.
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes.
Pass.
Pass. Gammon.
No.
No. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes no. No. Novick.
No.
No. Rongaza?
No.
No. Patel Adams?
No.
No. Pinchback?
No.
No. Roberts?
No.
Sorry?
No.
No. Sorden? Nancy, can't hear you. Wilkinson?
Abstain.
Abstain. Brown, we passed?
No.
No. Fuentes, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. Sorden, didn't hear you?
No.
No. Okay, let me count. One moment. Oh, a second. It doesn't add up. Oh, that's because. Okay. So I have 5 yes, 11 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes no.
No. So that's 5 yes, 12 no, 2 abstentions. This fails.
Okay. The next person I had on stack was Serene.
And then Bill.
I had Serene, Janet, and then I guess Bill is going to, you want to go from the stack?
Serene? Okay, mine is sort of a parliamentary inquiry about something that's currently in old business, the bylaw amendment proposal, or reconsideration of it. If I have a different but related motion, can I still bring it under that since the body hasn't considered that motion yet?
You're trying to amend the agenda to what you want to amend the agenda to?
It's a question.
Could you repeat your question again?
I'm sorry. The item is now listed. I don't remember what my original language was, but it's now listed as reconsidered bylaw amendment proposal. My question is, if I wish to make a bylaw-related motion, but no longer that particular motion, do I have leeway to do that since the body has not yet addressed the issue?
I must admit I'm a little confused as to the question, but if anybody else want to speak to that, I'll certainly hear any individual members who want to speak to this.
Janet?
Janet?
So it's my understanding that that would be introducing a new motion to the agenda, which would require 2/3 vote. That's my understanding.
Okay.
Well,
I thought we're going to get there tonight. But
at this point, we're just taking amendments. So, Serene, if you can craft, if you want to make an amendment to the agenda.
No, I pass. Go on.
Okay. Janet, you were next on the stack. Janet?
One moment. Yeah, 1 second. Okay, so I want to amend the agenda to add a special order of business for 5 minutes immediately after the NES report to consider the following motion, a motion on PRA bank account signatories, which was, I believe, all right, so I think it was sent, language was sent by the IED, and I am moving it as director to be, as I said, special order of business for 5 minutes immediately after the NES report.
Okay, is there a second to that?
I second.
I second it.
Okay, is there any objection to that?
Just a question, Brian.
Yes, Brian, what's your question?
I remember there was a procedural question raised in previous meetings about whether bank signatory motions should be dealt with in executive session.
You're saying that there was a P&B decision on that, or what are you saying?
I think the P&B has actually done both, and there's not been a coherent approach to it. But when discussion of a signatory motion involves discussing personnel changes, it's delicate for public session.
Let me ask a question. I don't know if that...
I'm not raising a point of order. I'm just flagging it.
Okay. Do we have any objection to putting that on the agenda? And I guess we can get to it. Okay, without objection, we'll add it to the agenda. Next
person.
I would like to amend the agenda.
Well, first I had Bill, and then who is that?
This is Jan Goodman.
Okay, I had Bill, and then we'll put you, Jan Goodman. Yes, Bill.
Well, was she first?
You had she wasn't earlier, before. But if you want her to go
okay.
First, we can go ahead.
No, let her go. That's fine.
All right, Jan Goodman.
I would like to add additional time to the CFO report and discussion. I would like to add 20 minutes to that.
Okay, you're adding 20 minutes to the CFO report.
Correct.
Okay, is there a second?
Ms. Bill, I'll second it.
Is there any objection to adding 20 minutes to the CFO report?
Yeah, I object.
Okay, we'll go to a discussion. Is there anybody want to go on the stack to discuss this issue?
I'll speak for Jonathan, KPFK.
Yes, Jonathan.
The CFO, in addition to all of our financial problems, is going to bring some information regarding the servers and the situation at the national office. This affects every single station and every business manager at every station, and it's a really important matter. And it's kind of a wonky issue, but it is really time sensitive. And it would be a shame if we didn't get a chance to get to that this evening.
Okay, anyone else for the stack?
Well, there's Bill.
I heard Bill and then Adriana. Yeah, Bill.
And Serena.
Well, there's a lot more details, too, and, you know, I hope everybody has read the CFO report. There's multiple issues we need to deal with, and we need time to have at least a little bit of discussion and decide what we're going to do about some of them. So I think it's really important we have at least this amount of time, at least 20 minutes more than what's been allocated.
Okay, Adriana.
How many times do we need to keep doing the same and wasting the time? We have a meeting devoted to all of this. I totally disagree with this attitude. Thank you.
Serene.
Okay, it's 9:10. We have 50 minutes, and I believe more than 50 minutes worth of business. And there are things sitting on the agenda, including the WBAI response. It's been 4 months since the board wrote. So certainly after we get through that particular item, someone wants to propose extending, you know, going back to the CFO report until 10 o'clock, that's fine. But I object to it simply being extended at this point ahead of those items.
Okay, we've had two people for, two people against. The recommendation to an amendment to the agenda is to add 20 minutes to the CFO report. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes, Aaron?
Yes.
Yes, Alexander?
Yes.
Yes, Bethune? Can't hear you. Jim Brown?
Pass.
Pass. Casnave?
No.
No. Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Edwards Tiekert?
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes? Fuentes? Can't hear you. Gammon?
No.
No. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes no. Novick? Michael? Can't hear.
Abstain.
Abstain. Mwangaza?
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams?
No.
No. Pinchback?
No.
No. Roberts?
No.
Sorry?
No.
No. Sorden?
No. We can extend if we need it.
No. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Bethune? Didn't hear you. Wesley? Brown, you passed?
No.
No. Fuentes, didn't hear you.
Pass.
Bethune,
sorry?
Vote no.
I'm sorry. I'm calling on Fuentes now. Fuentes,
yeah,
Jose?
Yeah, pass.
Well, no, we've already gotten past that, so you need to vote.
Can you read the motion again to me?
It's to add 20 minutes to the CFO report.
Yeah.
Yes. And did I hear Bethune?
Yes, I vote no.
No. Okay, let me count. I have 6 yes, 9 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
So this fails.
Okay. Where are we on our time? Is there time to fill an item?
We have 5.5 minutes left on agenda approval.
Okay, the next person I have was Bill.
Okay, thank you. I sent you today another motion that I'd like to ask that we put right after the CFO report. It's to authorize, it comes from one of the recommendations in the CFO report, to authorize up to $50,000 for the CFO to upgrade our Great Plains accounting software and hardware that currently is a 2000 software version that runs on obsolete Windows XP computers in order to ensure reliable access to accounting records for our daily operations, audits, and financial reports, and fund it via external financing if necessary so this upgrade can be done promptly. So I'm asking if that be moved up or to be placed on the agenda after immediately after the CFO report.
Is there a second to that?
Second. Alexander, KPFK.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? Added after this.
I object.
Okay. Do we have a stack to speak to this, speak against it, or speak for it?
This is Serene.
Yes, Serene.
Okay. So I'm not quite sure we should be discussing how vulnerable our computers are on a public stream, but hey, that's one. But more than that, the question of whether or not we want to upgrade Great Plains or whether we want to change, I think, has to be addressed. And that was one of the things that was supposed to be addressed, like, right after we got a new CFO, and I must admit that discussion. I think we need to step back before we look at more debt. Undoubtedly, things need upgrading. That's part of a process. But I would object to us addressing it now. Thanks.
Okay, anyone else for the stack on this item?
Well, this is Bill. I didn't really motivate it.
Yes, Bill.
this is another thing that's really urgent and important. It's actually was discussed in the National Finance Committee last year. And if Serene wants to amend it to allow the CFO to choose some other software, that's fine with me. I don't mind that. But this is the kind of thing we can't keep putting off, and it shouldn't take hardly any discussion time. It's been discussed at length in the National Finance Committee last year, and it won't take more than just a few minutes. I don't remember if I put the time limit on. I'll put 10 minutes as a maximum. I don't think it'll even take that long. So it's urgent and it's important, and I hope we can get to this one thing at least dealing with other finances tonight that will help us before we get, so we can do it, get audits done, for example. If you have a computer crash and it wipes out their records, we're going to get big trouble.
Janet.
Alexander for the stack.
Janet for the stack.
On the stack.
I didn't hear everybody speaking at the same time. I thought I heard Pinchback and who else?
Nancy. Janet.
Alexander.
Pinchback.
Porter.
And Alexander. Okay, let's go with Pitchback. Are you speaking in favor or against this? We've already had.
Against.
Okay, Pinchback.
My concern is that before we're voting on something like this, that we should consult with the CFO. You know, it's something that he supports, that he sees a necessity for. It may be urgent, but he may have a different perspective on this. I would hate voting for this without getting his perspective, you know, on that. And that's it.
Okay, I thought I heard Nancy.
Yes, thank you. Yes, the $50,000 will go a long way. Paying
Janet,
Okay. And I don't believe a working version of software is going to cause a computer to crash. Maybe the computer itself, the hardware might be replaced, but a working copy version of a piece of software is not going to cause it to crash.
So
I vote against.
Okay. I think we have one other person speaking against it. We have one other spot for somebody speaking in favor of it.
I'm speaking in favor of it.
Okay, Alexander.
As it happened, I am the network administrator for the servers in question. And I don't want us to vote. Quite frankly, I don't want this board to vote on anything that has to do with our servers. But I certainly don't want us to vote without hearing what the CFO has to say. That's the whole point, is to hear what he has to say about this. It's not a point of whether we are upgrading our software. We are archaic, and it's not about discussing any possible vulnerabilities in open session. We are behind the times. Our hardware is old. Our software is old. It's time to move along and make our national office more efficient. The CFO can speak to that better than I can because he's an accountant. But just as the IT administrator, please understand the hardware that will be replaced before it explodes on us, or you won't have me as your IT person, is about 13 years old. And maybe you can, if you're not familiar with this or you don't have the expertise to understand, 13 years old is fairly old in server time. I did a visual inspection in April of this year, and it's much larger than just the hardware, than just the software. It's about functionality. We're working with an archaic version of Great Plains. It makes it difficult for us to get business managers. There are other things we could discuss in closed session regarding it. But to be honest, I'm not sure if many of us on this board, other than myself, actually have the expertise to make this decision. We can look for cheaper ways to do it. We already found a cheaper way to do it. The obvious thing is that we have a time bomb that should have exploded a few years ago. It can explode on you or not. Thank you.
Okay. We've had... two people in favor, two people against. Everybody understand this amendment to the agenda? We'll just move this item after the CFO's report. Madam Secretary, can you call a roll?
I'm sorry. I have a quick question.
Yes. What's your question?
Okay. So I actually would like this referred to the Finance Committee, where apparently it was discussed last year. We're in June. It hasn't been discussed this year, July. Can I do that now, or would I do that only if it's approved?
Only if it's approved, because we're really out of time on that now.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Well, Chair, before I do, I'm going to request that the NES be added to the call because she's next on the agenda.
Okay. Mike, can you call the NES?
Okay.
Yes.
So, and Michael, can you, how do you vote on this so you can?
I vote yes.
Sorry?
I vote yes.
Yes. Okay. Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune.
No.
No. Brown. Brown?
No.
Can't hear you. No. Kesnave.
No.
No. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Edward Steaker.
Abstain.
Fuentes.
Pass.
Gammon.
Pass.
Goodman. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn abstains. Norman. I'm sorry. Nwangaza.
Pass.
Patel Adams. Can't hear you. Pinchback.
No.
No. Roberts.
No.
No. Sorden.
No.
No. Wilkinson.
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes, you passed.
Abstain.
Abstain. Gammon, you passed.
Uhuru, no.
No.
Point of order. I'm sorry, but we are receiving text from one of the members that was dropped.
Okay, I'm dealing with the other call. I'll do it in a second.
Nwangaza, you passed.
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams, is she the one who was dropped?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't know. All right, I'll count now, but we should probably wait. Or
get her second.
Not.
That's Venetia.
So, Venetia, how do you vote on this motion?
I vote yes to have it on the agenda.
Yes. Okay. One moment. So I have 6 yes, 7 no, 5 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair's not voting.
Not voting. This fails.
Okay. Time, keep where we on time.
Agenda approval time expired 7 minutes ago.
Okay. Madam Secretary, there. Well, we'll now go and vote on the agenda. as amended. Is there any objection to the agenda as amended? Okay, no objection. The agenda is adopted. Our next order on the agenda is the NES report. Is the election supervisor on the call?
No, my attempt to connect has failed. I'm trying again.
Okay.
Hello, this is Lynn.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you? This is, you're now on the PNB meeting.
Okay. Great. It's quite a bit later than I had anticipated, so it's been quite a long day for me. I probably started answering emails at about 7:45 a.m. this morning, so I haven't been working the entire day, but I am tired. So I'm going to try to keep to the time frame that I committed to, since we're actually already past when that would have ended.
Okay. You want to begin your report?
Yep, I will do that. So, as you all know, nominations closed on June 30th at 9 p.m., and right now all the LES are in the process of verifying signatures. It's taking some of them longer than others. There's definitely a couple of LES who are very good at the administrative side of things. In some cases, though, the delay is because we received lists late or incomplete. There's a number of candidates that we have not yet been able to confirm as eligible, much less dozens of petition signers. We're trying to get, you know, go through the stations first and the list they provided us. If that doesn't work, then we'll need to contact people individually and ask them to provide documentation for why they think they're eligible members, and then we'll have to go from there. So I'd originally hoped that we would have answers by tomorrow. That seems highly ambitious. So our new goal is Monday. Anyway, so there were a couple of people, you know, who missed the deadline, and the LES made it pretty clear that if you missed the deadline, that's too bad, but you're not a candidate. There were some people who submitted fewer than 15 signatures, some people who had duplicates on their petitions. So there have been some candidates who turned in their documentation, you know, that have already been deemed ineligible. And then there were dozens of people who just had registered online but then didn't turn in any submissions. And so it was a little surprising, I think, to the LES, maybe a little less so to myself, about how few candidates seem to actually read their materials. There's people who showed up in person without sign, you know, not even without sign cover sheets. They didn't have cover sheets. They just didn't bother to bring it. In most of those cases, the LES, if they had it, were able to provide it. You know, it's definitely very interesting, the assumption that it's the LES's job to basically kind of babysit the candidates. I think our idea was that, you know, we accept submissions, and so candidates are responsible for turning in the required paperwork. So that was definitely a learning curve for us. So there were some issues, almost all of which resolved on the day or in the process of being resolved. Some candidates said that the statements that they had submitted online had disappeared. And in those cases, since they told us about the problem in advance of the deadline, you know, we were able to work with them to have them just resend us the statements that we were able to add, things like that. We are still waiting for updated membership lists at several stations. It can take several days for credit card donations to be processed. And, of course, there was the holiday weekend, not just Saturday, Sunday, Monday, but many station staff were out on Tuesday as well. Let's see. No hardship waivers have been turned in, as far as I'm aware. And I did send an email confirming that to the LES earlier today, and I believe they all wrote back confirming that as well. So, as I mentioned, I'm still hoping that we can announce a full candidate list on Monday. That might not be possible, in which case we'll announce the stations we can and then just announce to other stations as the information becomes available. So, sort of moving on from the nomination phase, I want to talk a little bit about the complaint process. So there is a complaint process. There's a page on the elections website. It's called Report a Campaign Violation. It has a form you can fill in, selecting which station. There's also a downloadable form. So far, one person had a problem with the form. So I wrote them that they could submit to me by email just using the same categories as in the form. Right now, I'm taking a pretty active role in the complaint process just because the LES are so busy in confirming the eligibility of candidates, and they were busy certainly in the final week as more and more people started to sign up. But that's something I certainly hope to turn over. And we're using a system at that front end where people can submit their complaints. That's on the elections.pacifica.org site. That's a WordPress site. And then there's a back end piece that Otis had designed so that once we get the information, we can paste that into a back-end database, and then the LES can put in what their recommendation is, and then we can upload that to the website. So there's sort of different pieces in place, and right now we're just kind of working through them. We've only received a very small number of official complaints. We've received quite a few emails, and it was often very, very difficult to figure out what exactly the complaint was, either because it was very general, or they'd say something like, well, two candidates did this, but not give any names. So that is why we strongly encourage people to fill out the form, so there's a degree of specificity, which is what we need when investigating a complaint, and that also so that we don't misinterpret something by paraphrasing it, you know, in an email when we have to distill, like, you know, 20 paragraphs into three lines. So, you know, I do want to mention, and I've said this on, I think, the last election committee call, you know, all the LES are part-time. You know, I'm also part-time. They were hired at the very end of May. I was hired about 2 weeks earlier on May 16th. You know, that's significantly later than the March hire date that's in the bylaws. So I know that I'm constantly playing catch-up. I'm definitely making mistakes. But so far, I've either, you know, caught them or someone else has caught them. And, you know, I'm trying to fix it and move forward. I'm very much focused on the ideas. We have to keep moving forward. And, you know, we try very hard. We're doing the best we can, considering the resources we have. We don't have direct access to station websites. We don't have direct access, in most cases, to their Facebook pages, their Twitter pages. We didn't have access to lists for a really long time. So, you know, myself and the LES are trying to remain very focused on our job description, which is to administer an election, you know, while also trying to help with other issues if we're asked and if we have time to try. You know, the LES, I think, are having a harder time keeping their boundaries because, of course, they're being asked, you know, in person by people, and I'm usually far away on the phone or an email. But just to reinforce, you know, our job is election administrators or election supervisors. We're not membership directors. We're not website designers. I just want to make that very, very clear because it's been surprising how many people don't quite recognize that. So anyway, the RFP, speaking of election administration responsibilities. So the request for proposals and the ballot companies were sent out last week. It was based on the previous RFP, which was forwarded by Bob Letterer and Bill Crozier. Apologies if I pronounced anyone's name wrong. Both Bill and Bob have been very helpful in providing copies of past information or records on recommendations or measures. You know, the bylaws are all in one place. All of this kind of stuff related to election practices, procedures, recommendations, it's not necessarily all in one place. And so it's definitely taken some time to collect it and read through it. And so they've been very, very helpful in that process. So in the RFP, yeah, they pretty much based it on last year's version. The only change I made is I requested a timeline for materials to be submitted because I was concerned about our time frame. I requested expressions of interest by July 8th, which is tomorrow. The deadline for the proposals themselves was originally July 15th, but I moved it to July 13th because I believe there's a PMB meeting next week on the 14th, and so if I have some proposals before then, you know, they could potentially be discussed. So far, we received expressions of interest from a couple of organizations, Everyone Counts, Election Trust, True Ballot. An organization called Vote Right is interested, but then they wrote that they don't do STV, the single transferable vote, or even rigged voting in general. So I continue to keep them on the email loop when I send updated information about what we need, but I doubt they're actually going to send in a proposal. There were two companies that wrote back that they can't do it. There's a company called The Ballot Box. They don't offer electronic voting. And then Simply Voting, which is last year's vendor, can't do it this summer. They wrote back saying this wouldn't fit in with their schedule. Thanks very much. Make sure we continue to reach out to them in the future. So it sounded as though it wasn't that they didn't want to work with us. It was just that they couldn't do it this year. I haven't heard back from Election Services. That was the company that I believe Terry Bereshit used in 2012. And basically, other than VoteRight, who saw it posted online, I personally reached out to all the vendors I've mentioned, plus also I think I've reached out to Honest Voting as well. And of course, it's been on the Pacifica site. So, moving on again, switching topics. Next week, we'll hopefully be able to start recording carts of the candidates, you know, at some, if not all, the stations. It depends if we have the final candidate lists. The LES will work with the stations to determine available studio time and then reach out to their candidates. After that, obviously, we'll work with the stations to ensure the cart rotation. That's based on the motion that was passed by the PMB last year. Bob Lederer forwarded it to me, and I sent it to the station managers and all the LES. It had actually been a topic on the leadership call on Wednesday where I had been asked about it, and so it was good timing to get it all sent out and to get it into everyone's radar. So while all that's happening, candidates are coming in and recording their carts, and then a cart rotation schedule is being put together, the LES and myself will continue to work on cleaning all these lists. So we have to track down mailing addresses and check for duplicates, among lots of other issues. One big thing is even after each station list is cleaned and deduped, and so that's at least 10 lists, because listener lists and staff lists at 5 stations, then there's people who donate at multiple stations. So we have to cross-reference not just within a station but across all 5 stations to make sure that if someone donated at a multiple station, they need to be contacted so we know which station they want to get a ballot from, since they can only vote at one. And remember, all of this needs to happen pretty much by the end of July so that we can have ballots mailed out by August 15th as per the bylaws. I do need to spend some time, like dedicated time, updating the elections website. I hope to do that by July 15th, and then probably another round of comprehensive review by August 15th when the ballots go out. When I first started, I used the WordPress site that the previous NES Eljoy Williams had put together. I really liked the sort of aesthetics of it, and I thought it had a very clean look, and it made a lot of sense to me in terms of how information was laid out, although didn't make complete sense to me. So I spent some time trying to figure out sort of the architecture of the site and also some of the plugins and various kind of techie side of things. In addition, Otis had a really a good back-end candidate management system that had been designed and set up by Terry Bereshit a few years ago, and that's what we used for candidates to register, to say, to enter in their information, like their candidate statements and things like that. And so we've been using a few systems, and I've been trying to learn both systems, and, you know, I can't say I'm an expert either, but I'm fairly confident at this point at both, and but I know that I do need to spend some time updating the elections website. So just kind of running through the last few things, you know, obviously after the carts are running, and then we're going to have the on-air forums. So we still have to figure out the best times to have those on-air forums. You know, a lot of the scheduling obviously is dependent on the total number of candidates at each station, which we don't have because the verification process isn't finalized yet. So that moves us to mid-August. It's August 15th. The bylaws say the ballots are sent out. Write-ins will be included, as in the past. I have a recommendation that I want to bring up at the very end about the candidate pamphlets. But, you know, definitely the entire schedule is very tight, and I do expect that we'll need to have everything in the ballot company by the beginning of August so they can, you know, at the latest, so they can get their ballots designed and printed, you know, envelopes, all that, and everything to the mailhouse. You know, we have 10 separate elections, so that's a lot to coordinate and not a huge amount of time. I did have one question. I've seen in the past that a fundraising letter has been included with the mail out. I don't know who is supposed to write that. If it's me, let me know. If it's someone else, let me know who it is so I can start working with that person sooner rather than later. Another note, just, you know, obviously postage needs to be paid in advance. You know, we might be able to swing deferred payment or some sort of installment plan with the ballot company, you know, in terms of the printing costs and handling and all that. But, you know, the United States Postal Service demands printing in advance, so I really hope there's money in the bank. I sort of mentioned this before to finance officers. I'm just bringing it up on the call because it is very, very important. I personally have zero interest in administering an election that needs to be continuously delayed because there's no money for it. So I'm really, really hoping there's money in the bank for this election. All right, so just back to the thing I mentioned about the candidate pamphlets. So I know that in the past, we Pacifica has mailed out the shorter 200-word, up to 200-word statements. And I think that instead it would be better to move to an opt-in system for voters so that they can request by phone or online that a printed, you know, candidate pamphlet be mailed to them. And I would also suggest a deadline for such a request would be 3 weeks before ballots are due. So the whole period from August 15th to September 30th is 6 weeks. The reason for asking 3 weeks before the ballots are due is that we have time to receive the request, we have time to mail out the ballots, and then they have time to return the ballots. Just, you know, sort of background on that, you know, I'm not sure how many of you are number geeks like most election administration people are, but, you know, in the last election, and not counting WPFW because they didn't hold one, there were 45,901 eligible listener sponsor members who were sent materials. Of those, only 2,605 ballots were cast using a paper ballot. That's, you know, between 5% and 6%. And, you know, we don't know whether those people have access to the internet or not. In general, only 6,374 people voted, which is about a 13.9% voter turnout overall. And so just over 2,600 cast a paper ballot, which is about 40%, whereas 3,769 voted online, which is just over 59%. So almost 50% more votes were cast online, and that was the first time offering this option. So I have concerns about the enormous waste of paper in sending out candidate statements to, you know, 45,000 people. Many, if not most of whom have access to the internet, and so I'm concerned about that probably almost more than I'm concerned about the cost. But by not sending out those pamphlets, there is obviously a cost savings involved with both the printing and the postage. I can't give you exact numbers on that because I haven't heard back from the ballot companies, but I did just want to kind of put that forward because I knew there was this call tonight. I didn't know if there would be time to discuss tonight or a next week's call, but I wanted to raise it because it is obviously an important piece of the election process, and it's something that wanted to get the opinion or vote of the PNB on. So that's it for my report. I think that was 16 minutes. I'd hoped for 15. I had said I could do 20 minutes, so I guess that leaves 4 more minutes.
Okay.
Brian here?
Yeah. Okay.
Janet.
Back. I heard Brian and then Janet. Yes,
and Serene.
Who's that?
Serene.
Serene. Brian?
Well, I want to thank Lynn for the fantastic report, and just put the things she asked for guidance on into motion form so that we can vote it up or down and give her a clear message. The motion would be the PNB direct the National Election Supervisor to minimize printing and postage costs to the maximum extent possible while staying in compliance with the bylaws.
Okay.
And I've just sent that out.
Is there a second to that motion?
Margie, second.
Okay, does anybody have any objection to that motion? We understand what it is?
I need to hear it.
Janet.
Okay, Mark, he's going to send it out. Brian, could you summarize it again?
I just sent it, and I will read it. The PNB directs the National Election Supervisor to minimize printing and postage to the maximum extent possible while staying in compliance with the bylaws.
Okay.